Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Spilling the G&T Podcast. You're here with Bolo.
And Dr. Tom.
Now we're here to give you the opinion you never really asked for.
We're giving it anyway.
That's right.
Now, Bolo here is a performer, as you can hear.
And Dr. Tom's a fine conscience. And we're here to give you our professional review on
RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16, the finale.
Gnarly. So let's raise a glass.
Or a bottle.
And start spilling.
The G&T
Podcast. Clank. Everyone, welcome back to the review podcast, RuPaul's Drag Race. We do it live, so you get to see and hear our feelings, our thoughts, our expertise. But hopefully what comes out is our love and appreciation
for
these queens. Our humbleness.
Yes. You know, our humility.
Spark humility. P-A-U-L-O.
We're very excited. It is the grand finale. We've dodged spoilers, thankfully, because obviously it's Saturday morning here in the UK.
Yes.
And so the episode dropped really just a few hours ago. But the winner is out there. The winner is known.
And we will find out. We'll find out very soon. But, you know, just so you guys can know what we did this morning, we woke up. We went to the gym.
We actually did.
I'm
quite pleased that we managed that. I've had a bit of a haircut.
Ah, yes.
Oh, thanks for noticing.
You got your haircut.
Thank you. Tom. Thank you for being so observant.
I did say, oh, you look really good.
You did, actually. You said a kind thing to me.
You look...
Which was noteworthy in and of itself.
Good.
You look...
Good.
I didn't quite cough like a man, but...
Tom, you didn't even realize I got a haircut until 2 days after, so don't try
it. You had a really subtle haircut.
Tom.
You had a really gentle haircut. It was a whiff of a haircut.
It was. Do you know what, everyone? I want you to know the issue that I have as a Polynesian male in England, UK. I have struggled to find someone who can cut my hair right. In New Zealand, there are many Polynesians, I would say, we've infiltrated successfully that country. We have overpopulated that place, and we run it. We run New Zealand. But over here, my hair is, it's because it's not really, you know, Turkish hair. It's not really black hair, and it's definitely not white hair. So they get to my hair, and I don't think that they know what to do with it.
Yeah, I mean...
And
I would love to know how many Polynesian people there are in the UK, because I don't think there's many.
Oh, if there are any Polynesian sisters, brothers, brethren in here in the UK, can you please reach out?
And I'm not being funny. I would say of 90% of all the Polynesian people in the UK are probably playing rugby.
Well, yeah, that's that's very correct. But I get so much anxiety. I get really anxious when I go to get a haircut, because I'm just like, oh, they're not going to do well. And I've been everywhere. I've been to like the barbers. I've been to like the salons.
You have?
And I've never really come home going, oh my God, I feel amazing. It all comes down to styling. And then I have to like throw the gel and the product in to save it. Thank God I got this face, though.
Absolutely.
You know?
Face card never declines. But you're really having your vulnerable moment right now, aren't you?
Yeah. So I hope that people start to like me now. I hope that you've really gotten to know who I am.
Yeah. Do you know what this reminds me of? Kimora Black's struggle on season 9 as a queen who was daring not to wear pads. Do you remember? You're even braver, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's really brave.
Very brave.
It's really brave of me.
Very brave, Valerie.
But, you know, what's cheered us up is this cocktail. We're having a lovely cocktail concoction, but we also got a lovely little review.
We have.
Look at that.
So, this is really, really lovely. The title is Perfection and Delightful. Which one of us is perfection and which one's delightful, do you think?
I think you're both of them, Tom.
Oh, you really are in a kind mood today. I think you're...
Give me a cocktail, Tom. I'll speak all kinds of words.
I've been rewatching season so I can listen to the podcast recap. I'm not a natural reviewer, but want to leave high praise. So it's succinct, but very, very kind. Thank you.
Wow.
And that's by CBL93 from the UK. So CBL, could speculate what that stands for. Maybe case-based learning.
Yeah. Charisma, uniqueness, love.
Charisma, booty, and love.
It's like a BBL.
But a CBL.
In Canada.
Canadian butler.
You go to Canada to get a CBL. You go to Brazil for a BBL.
So thank you so much, CBL. That's very, very, very
sweet.
Thank
you very much, Christina Belinda LaCoya. Thank you so much for that review. It means a lot. It touches us.
I think you hit the nail on the head. That's the name.
It's the LaCoya. They got it, isn't it?
Lucretia.
LaQuanda.
LaQuanda.
LaQueva. Lueve.
That I always mispronounce.
So, Tom, here we are at the finale of season 16.
I'm very excited.
I kind of want to go through, like, you know, quickly what our favorite moments were of the season.
Quick drop
or
down
do we want to
lane.
Go through, like, episode by episode?
You're the producer, you guide us.
Well, episode one, what do they have?
It was a talent show. It was the episode that had. Well, to be honest, this gives me the highlight, really, because it was kind of Safira et al. Really felt like the Safira show, that first episode. She did her operatic performance and killed the Break My Soul lip sync with the very funny boobies falling off.
Oh, girl, the boobie drop.
Those are my main memories of that first episode. And also, just like, it was just so clear, Rue fell in love, as she should, because she's wonderful. She fell in love with Safira as soon as she clapped eyes on her.
Sorry, can you also say that, you know, Safira was amazing, but was it the same episode that Mirage was in, or was it a different one?
Do you know what? I couldn't tell you.
No, I think Mirage was in that episode one.
We felt she was underrated in her talent show. We loved the kind of click clack of it all.
Tom, like, I think Mirage, first of all, it's not underrated. It's absolutely everywhere.
I know. I mean, like, she should have been. She should have been top.
Oh, absolutely. But remember, the girls judged each other.
It was Rate a Queen.
Yeah.
So that was another, like, moment. It was a bit of a plot twist, the Rate a Queen thing.
I think Mirage's performance lives and breathes still today. She is making coins. I think it's one of the highest rated drag queen songs from the show on Spotify. It really does. It's up there with the most played played songs on iTunes or Spotify. So yeah. Mirage is... And you know, well, she's performing it everywhere, and rightfully so, you should. So, yes, I remember Mirage being amazing.
The attitude when she was, like, coming out walking the dog was just fantastic.
Yeah. It was the clacking, it was the spinning, it was the drop, it was the song.
So, so good.
But, yes, and Safira, bloody hell, she ate. Who was the lip sync against? Safira and...
That's a good question, because... I can only remember Safira. It was such a long time ago. It really was. It was literally January.
Morphine? Morphine was amazing.
I think Morphine was amazing, but she was underrated by her sisters, remember? We loved her more than they did. It was Q, wasn't it?
Yes, Q.
We thought it was cute, lovely performance, but we weren't living as much as... The girls were.
I think that Amanda Torre meeting was absolutely underrated. That one. I liked
from the
it.
Beginning.
Have you seen my kitty?
We loved seeing my kitty.
An amazing dancer. Episode two. What was your memory for episode two? Episode two was when we were introduced to the queen of trolling.
That's
we
right.
We shall bow down to her. Miss Burgerfinger's plain Jane.
Less than her performance. I just remember her entrance in that, you know, looking like drag perfection from top to toe in that leopard print suit, but also just be like unafraid to troll and to elicit responses and just coming in and making a splash and just being the villainess.
Oh, God. You know what? I remember specifically her saying when Maya walked in, and it's the best read ever. She says, I've never seen a corset add weight to someone.
That was catty. That was catty.
I was just like, she's amazing. She's amazing.
Hilarious. And she really has been the main character of the season. But the performance that springs out in my mind is Nymphia.
Oh, absolutely.
With that beautiful dance that was informed by her Taiwanese culture. Just so, so beautiful and different and elegant.
I also did like, maybe this was Plasma. We had really high hopes for Plasma.
We did.
In. And she did deliver, but there were, I think she'll be great for an All-Stars.
She'll be fantastic in an All-Stars because there's really nothing wrong with what Plasma did this season. I think she hit a block because I don't think she's the best designer. And there were three design challenges.
Mm.
But she had so many highs all season. If it came to comedy or performance, she was really, really fab. She really was. So she'd be great on a lip sync. She just needs to, I think, more design than sewing, really. It's her eye for creating an outfit.
I remember that
she can sew.
The top two that week was Plain Jane and it was Geneva Khan.
Geneva.
Because
yeah.
Plain Jane, underrated.
Deliberately.
Deliberately underrated Nymphia, which is a read.
Do you think the guilt from that is what made her eventually give her the potion?
No.
Plain Jane doesn't feel guilt. That'd be ridiculous.
There wasn't in her storyboard, so you can take that right out of your lips.
Guilt is an emotion for ugly people, as far as Plain is concerned.
Yes. Well, and Willem would say, you know, she agrees. Then we had the ball.
All I have to say is Nymphia's design look, her mother, father, Eleganza. I honestly would describe it as one of the best design looks we've ever seen. Not to say that it was necessarily the most technically difficult garment, but just her eye, her style, her sense of branding. It was just beautiful. It was just so elegant, chic, hit the nail on the head in terms of the task that was before them.
But is it up there with Lala Ree's bag look?
Well, you do pose a good question.
Can you believe that given the same time that those two things were created?
Given the same time Utica's sleeping bag gown was created.
Jeez, Utica, Tom.
Yeah, Utica, as they say.
Do you not like Utica?
I think she's fab. I'd love to see her in
like,
All Stars.
You're always like, ooh, Utica.
It's more like, ooh, Utica. It's more like, ooh, Utica.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, but Q, Jesus.
Q also did a great job.
Do you know what I'm thinking? Remember when Q came in with that Versace, you know how they did the standoff?
Mm-hmm.
And Q was wearing that amazing Versace look as a throwaway?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Think that you're like, honey, like, you know, you played your cards a bit too early. You could have saved that for the book. Because remember, she had to make that ball
she
look.
She did.
The book look. And it's like, oh.
And it ended up being a bit off-brand. Perfectly pretty.
Playing your cards a bit too early then, Miss Q. Mm-hmm.
Didn't realize it was a 42-episode season.
You're absolutely right about Miss Nymphia just annihilating that. Mm-hmm. Annihilating that. So that was the ball. And then what was the next episode?
Episode 4 was the SNL type challenge. And, you know, we've already mentioned her, but just the surprise factor, not necessarily a huge surprise, but they try to produce us into being surprised by Plasma's performance.
Oh, yes.
Because it was all like, I don't really want the Babs role. I don't want to get typecast, rah, rah, rah. And then she was just the best thing in it.
She was amazing. Yeah. One of the best performances ever.
So good. And just like really putting her stamp on the competition. I think she did win that episode, didn't she?
She did. I mean, she won by a mile. She had everything down. She had like the nays, remember that the things, as well as having like the body language of her and getting like the air of it, but like the high elbows that you do of that era, the vocal delivery, that mic trick when she was
that was so good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she had Barbara down, period. I don't even remember Nymphia or Saphira in there.
They were good backup, backup. Like,
but they're absolutely...
And it's strange to see those powerhouses as backup as well.
They were not even Michelle and Kelly. They were...
LaToya and Latavia.
They were...
They might have been Farah, actually.
That's how amazing Plasma was in that one.
What that told me about Plasma is that she's a queen who could just entertain you for an evening. You could go to a one-woman cabaret show and Plasma would just... She'd have you eating at the palm of her hand all evening.
Do you remember this side of the editing with Plasma?
Mm-hmm.
The editing about like, oh, you know, like I respect it so much and they just went on and then they overlaid.
I mean, that's camp.
Like,
it's so funny.
Loving the thing. The next episode, we have the girl groups.
Do you know, fun episode doesn't jump out in my memory in like the pantheon of great girl group performances, but perfectly good. But who jumps out in your memory?
ASMR lover, that's what you are. I remember Nymphia, Megami, ASMR lover, and Maya Geneva. I remember Maya being amazing.
Yeah, Maya's just a powerhouse performer.
Maya. That's it. I remember Maya starting off with a rollie, being all like, ow, and then doing the flips into the look. I thought that was great. I'm Gone with the Wind, fabulous. Like, and Nymphia, I remember that. Them being the underdogs and ending up winning, I loved it. I loved that.
Definitely.
I remember, was it the episode that Amanda and Plasma, so Amanda and Kira in the bottom?
That's right, yeah.
Were they wrong? Why do they put Amanda in the bottom?
They weren't rating Amanda. I think Amanda's perfectly entitled to feel coming away from the season like she might have a bit of a bad taste in her mouth about the way she was treated. The fans loved her a lot more than the production loved her.
Well, because I remember Amanda, amazing voice,
yeah,
firecracker dancer and mover. Mm-hmm. She was always on. I mean, she was amazing. She's still not
really good.
There. And then they did her wrong by giving her a lose against Q in the lip sync, which was just like...
I mean, you know, we were further treated to amazing looks and designs by Q. And, you know, she really did give the rest of the season as a personality as well, which we might come to. But Amanda won that lip sync. She really did.
I remember her face, that blue beard look...
Oh, I thought that was cute. It was really, like, conceptual. And maybe not the best executed, but there was an idea there.
And the next episode we had...
The Dollhouse Design Challenge.
Okay.
Q, just with that amazing gold bronze fairy look. Just, I think in terms of Q's point of view as a designer, that really epitomised it. Just sort of fantastical and... a bit opulent and like frills and peplums and just really, really well done. Really well done.
That was the episode that we saw like a crack in Safira's like
she used the
confidence
immunity.
When she used the immunity.
She didn't need to.
She didn't need to.
She wouldn't
have
been anywhere near the bottom.
Exactly. She didn't need to. But that was the first time that I was like, oh.
Do you know who debuted as well? That episode is the debut lip sync of Maya.
Oh, yes.
So, like, the firecracker performer, first time in the bottom, and just knocks it out of the park.
The next time that we had, the next episode was that Work the World?
The next one was the Rusical.
Oh,
episode
yes.
7 was Rusical.
Okay, I love the Rusical. This was Plasma's episode.
But isn't it funny that we can name two episodes that she really stole the show in the first half of the season and she didn't make it much further?
No.
She's in that like elite group of queens. Like, I'd compare her to Max, you know, really killed the first half of the season and got really hamstrung by a later episode that, you know, you gotta say, the elimination was probably fair because she deserved to be in the bottom and she didn't win the lip sync. But I mean, she was so good when she was good.
I mean, yeah, it was her bread and butter. Mm. And she wasn't just good, she was amazing.
Yeah.
That was, like, the Rusical was just Plasma and the girls.
It was very comparable, I think, to Tina Burner in the social media Rusical, in that she had the toughest role. You know, she was the one who was in every scene, but still killed it.
Yeah, but Tina Burner was in the bottom. Remember?
That was cruel and unnecessary.
That was ridiculous. Was the next episode the Work the World?
No, I think you're jumping ahead of yourself a little bit. The next one was the Snatch Game.
Jesus.
It's been a long season. Don't worry. I'm there with you. But, I mean, plain.
Plain Joe.
Very ugly man. She...
Sorry, I was distracted by men with these shiny boobs. shiny breasts.
She was good. She was really good. Yeah, I enjoyed Plain a lot. Great to see her flexing as a comedian.
It was the Plain Jane show.
It was. I mean, Safira was great too. I really enjoyed her James Brown. But Plain was the obvious winner. And yeah, just great to see, you know.
This was Nymphia's only, for me, Nymphia really...
her only real...
flop.
Yep.
Bah, flop.
They chose not to put her in the bottom two, which is fine, but she wouldn't have been... I don't think she'd have had to worry if she was in the bottom two. She's a fab performer. But yeah, Plain Sean. And yeah, it was like this girl who's setting up her like villainous, bitchy narrative, being like, I actually can back this up. So, you know, don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next up.
Next one, it was... Oh, it was the goth design challenge.
Okay.
And it's the Bloody Mary lip sync for me.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember about that whole episode is Maya LePage. Wow.
She was fantastic.
I still do the dum dum da da dum 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 da da dum da 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 da.
Can vouch for that.
Dun, dun, da, da, da.
Most mornings.
Yes, I mean she is just that the legs, the like the mm-hmm. duck walk into the jumping duck walk into the twirl into that beautiful dip. It was just like plasma. She stood no chance.
The number of times you have rewatched that is I mean, can't be counted.
Maya is one of the best performers that has graced the stages of RuPaul's Drag Race. Maya Lipa, she needs to come back as a lip sync assassin.
Oh, she will. There's no doubt. She'll probably be on the Vegas show as well.
Oh, she needs to.
If there's any justice in the world.
Oh, yes.
That was the third design challenge. It is a long season, but it was a design heavy season, which I enjoyed because there were a lot of great designers. And this is probably the episode with the best overall quality of designs, I think. The only one who really deserved to be in the bottom was Plasma. You know, so many talents elsewhere, but a design... I wouldn't say she's not a seamstress because she can clearly chuck something together, but a designer she is not. It's her only Achilles heel, I think. But the quality of garments, you know, there were several girls who could have won here. Nymphia Q Dawn was great. She mm-hmm. really was. Mm-hmm. Saphira looked fab. Plain pulled something great together. And even Maya being in the bottom, and I think Morphine was bottom three, still looked really, really good.
Yeah.
Maya had a little bit of help from Mother Saphira. There was a real like
maternal love.
Saphira thing going on. So the next episode after that was the Work the World Challenge.
Okay, cool. When they had Jamal Sims come up, a solo verse about what matters to them. What did you think? What do you remember from there?
I'll tell you what I remember is Saint Plain. Saint Plain rescuing Nymphia, potentially putting herself in danger. This was in no way a planned or self-scripted moment. It was not designed to create a sense of vulnerability and a narrative and an arc for her character. Oh no, it was real. That's my main memory from it, to be honest. Apart from Saphira's amazing performance, mm-hmm. when her very deserved win.
I don't really remember that episode that much.
It was fun. I liked it. It was a good performance.
I remember them. Was it the one that had to protect Q by giving her no choreography?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, Q had none, which is good. Which I appreciate that from Jamal. Like, when you're a choreographer, you have to work with what... And you're working with talent. Like, first of all, they did not audition. When you're a choreographer and you have to create a show, usually the people there, you already know. So you can create your vision because you already auditioned.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that they can keep up. He had nothing to do with these girls on the stage. He had to work with them.
Jamal is lovely, so fab, always there to bring the best out of the queens and not to feed into like bitchy production narratives.
Yep.
A lot of respect for Jamal Sims.
I remember Morphine being amazing.
She was top two with Saphira, wasn't she?
Yep. But I remember Morphine being like amazing.
So good.
Yep.
So good.
She held center, was strong in center. She ate.
Yep.
Girl ate. Let's quickly run off the last few so we can get into this episode.
Well, the next one was the presentations, and my main takeaway from that is
take a look at these slides.
Absolutely,
yes.
Which I used in my own presentation the very next week.
Yeah.
Got a laugh, I will say.
And let's take a look at some historical clips.
Yeah.
I loved it. And then Dawn was put with Maya. Dawn was like, oh shit. They're trying to. Oh, I know. I see what's going on.
I see what's going on here.
She was Nina Bonina. She saw the conspiracy.
House down boots. She saw
what was happening. Then let's just cut to the makeovers because I think that's another big one.
Well, just to touch on just briefly, my very favorite moment from the next episode was just Q being so pressed. you being so pressed.
That look.
That Safira got the win.
That look.
And, you know, just...
I mean, first of all, let's be right. Safira didn't deserve that win. We love you, Safira. She didn't deserve that win at all. It should have gone to Q or Nymphia or Plane.
Or Nymphia, yeah.
It should have gone to them. So that one for me was... Safira does not need your production shenanigan help.
She's strong enough. She does not need
exactly,
it.
Exactly. She doesn't need your help to do well in this competition. Just leave her to it.
Leave and her don't alone.
Leave her alone.
Alone. And Q, with this endearing lack of self-awareness, just being like, I'm really surprised that anybody could tell I was upset because I was just holding it all in.
was that lovely version of like Jimbo to Pangina?
Yeah.
You know, I was going to come here today into this reunion and say that, you know, Pangina, that that look was ugly and, you know, that was a hideous thing that you did and, you know, that you're just such a bitch. But I released it into the world. Oops, I released it into the world. But she did not. She released it into the cameras, my man.
The upper thing is Jimbo has a heightened sense of self-awareness and is very good at courting camera time. Q certainly lacks that. And I think quite an endearing way. She's had a hard time from the fan base, which is unwarranted because she gave us some great TV moments. Makeovers, main standout for you?
Q, with her Hogathio look.
Oh, there we go. She got a lot of flack over that as well. I reckon that... Yes, it was similar to the Hogathio look, but they're all referring to an older, like, kind of...
Maiden type. Yeah, older maiden type.
Like a club kiddie.
I know what you mean, yeah.
What's his name? Peter Sato type of look. And it goes back to something further, I think.
Mm. I remember...
There's nothing new under the sun at this point.
This was... In the words of Q, they, you know... They didn't like the three first bodysuits and they got to you and they loved yours.
She gave us so many good moments. As she got further and further and she was like, they're not giving me another win. What's going on here? It's just so, so funny. Because that was obviously the next episode, wasn't it? That was the book one. My moment of that was just really all about Nymphia. Just Nymphia kind of re-emerging, going from kind of consistency to stepping into like, oh... Star and potential winner.
Yeah.
Really.
And then let's go with the Lollapalooza, where it was just the Megami.
I was 100% going to say Megami. It was so nice to see.
Yeah. I'm here for that. It was Megami won the episode. Morphine won the competition.
I wish they'd given her a little bonus of some kind.
Yeah, you know. I do wish that. Now here we are at the grand finale, Tom.
She could have been princess if she'd already done had hers is with like, you know, a 10 grand tip or something.
Now here we are
the
grand finale.
You're guiding me.
Jesus. Gross.
Yes, you're greased.
Let's get into it. Okay, we've just seen the grand finale extravaganza, billionza, extravaganza.
First few minutes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
We saw everyone's final looks, Tom. We're definitely going to talk about the top three's looks, but at the same time, I want you to choose your favorite returning girl look and talk to me about that outfit.
Before I do that, obviously, we're treated to a little Rue performance, weren't we? Which is always a wonderful treat. Very little red Corvette, I thought. She's having a Prince moment.
I'm loving the body positivity with the dancers. They've got this season.
There's a bit of diversity, not loads.
No. I think there's one dancer who represents that person that's not big, but not shredded. And not, you know, he's just like that in-between lovely lean look, which is it's a very, what we call an average body. And I love that. Because that's my body. And I love to be seen on stage, Tom. I'm good. Sorry.
I think there should be more diversity among the dancers.
I mean, yeah, surely. I am a bit more muscular. But you know,
I'm actually objectively more beautiful, but
but I see it and I see you dancing with a tummy and I love you.
But diversity is beautiful. We should see more of it. So in terms of returning queens, if I've got to pick one, I do think the caliber is really, really good. However, sorry, I'm just looking at my little notes
here. Do you want me to go first so that in case I choose the same one as you, you can choose
someone
else?
Okay, you go ahead first.
My favorite returning look queen was Tsunami.
Oh, she was actually my favorite as well. It was very structural, very beautiful, very sort of architectural, asymmetric, rainbow swirly. Yeah. Very beautiful. She actually models a lot for Area. So I'm curious as to whether maybe they made it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll investigate later on Instagram. But yeah, what did you like about it?
The colors.
Yeah, you love color.
I the colors and the colors, and it was shiny.
It was shiny. Yes. Yes. Good.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my analysis of fashion.
Can I name one more? Because you named
you can name one more because I named my favorite.
Plasma.
Plasma.
I thought her look was very, very beautiful, very reminiscent of old Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I love the abundance of tulle, the fishtail.
House of abundance, yes, go on.
The stars kind of put me in mind of like Hedy Lamarr in Ziegfeld Girl, all of this. Very on brand, very beautiful, very, very gorgeous.
Special mention also to Q.
I mean, Q just always serves. It's just not a surprise.
I think Q was just someone that you're just like, oh yeah, obviously.
I like
obviously
how
she had an amazing look. And Tom, you did mention, I think you're going to say it now, so go ahead.
You go on.
Tom did say that, you know, we love how she made her own crown.
Yep.
With that hair. And you know what? Good
she was
on
like,
you.
Screw you, RuPaul. I made my own crown.
It was very
what
Violet.
Do you think about that?
It was very Violet Chachki with the handover, with the stepping down. She's giving away a crown, but bitch, I already got a crown in my weave. So I'm not really giving up a crown, am I? Because I'm always going to be and forever going to be the queen.
I'm the queen of the alphabet, actually. I invented the alphabet.
Now let's talk about the looks. When Nymphia in the banana reveal.
Very, very beautiful. You actually got there before me in terms of a possible reference point with this. So obviously there's this beautiful banana look. She came out with like an unpeeled banana and it cascaded down into this very, very beautiful sparkly yellow dress, very on brand. And who did you reference?
Well, I just thought it was very Mugler.
You thought it was so obvious, didn't you?
The Mugler with the Cardi B.
Very
with
that.
What was that?
The Venus in a clamshell.
Yeah,
I think you're bang on the money, and I think that was probably part of the inspo.
Oh,
obviously,
I didn't see it on the Instagram, so don't know if you're
Cardi for it. The Met Gala iconic look, just like, oh, just so beautiful. But she, what a lovely interpretation of it. So on brand, very, very beautiful. We did note as well that the top three all wore different primary colours, which were on brand for them. Obviously, Nymphia yellow, Sapphire blue. Plain went for a scarlet look, which might be a little nod to Russia communism. I don't know. That's part of her brand. I don't know.
Which represents death and communism and taking over the Western world because she's here to take over the crown.
It's, red is kind of synonymous with Russia in many ways, isn't
but
it?
But red is also synonymous with Alaska.
Alaska.
Red.
Passion.
For filth.
Passion, sensuality, you know, danger.
Are you red? E for me.
Beautiful.
So there's a song going in my head and it's your fault right now. Evacuate the dance floor.
Oh yeah, Cascada.
Because you said cascades, how it cascades down. And then my mind went, oh, Cascada.
Dun. Evacuate the dance floor.
It took me back to Cascada in the club. In the club.
In the club. In the noughties. Yeah, we were there.
That song was in every single nightclub.
So it should be.
It was amazing.
Cascada had a bit of a chokehold on the charts for a couple of years. They were, and definitely on the club. But Plain, the silhouette to me was very classic Dior initially when she came out. But like an updated Galliano for Dior with a nod to the 50s. Beautifully embellished corset. And, you know, it's Plain. So there's always a little bit of sexiness. So she parted the skirt to create a bit more of an overskirt on over a bodysuit. So very, very lovely. And then we had Sapphira, and Sapphira's bang on brand in terms of opulence. For your taste, you felt it was a lot, didn't you?
Says me.
Says you.
Yeah, my favorite thing about the outfit was the staff and the presence.
Oh, the
you
presence,
know what?
I felt
Sapphira's presence more than I felt anything else in her moment.
This is Sapphira. When she walks out into the runway, she's even though she wears the most huge opulent outfits, they never wear her, she wears them, and she has a stage presence that was evident here. It was very kind of like Tina Turner in Mad Max Thunderdome meets Queen of Wakanda. Just so good.
She
the staff,
wears
the armor.
She wears it well.
She wears it well. very opulent and very, very beautiful. So great caliber of looks here.
Y'all, so you know what happens. We're going to watch each girl do their own individual performances. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's like last year and the songs are given to them. They have no say in the production of it.
I would imagine it's pretty standard. I'd imagine that that's like established because you know that. Was it from an interview with Sasha or somebody?
Oh, it was an interview that from one of the last seasons where the girls said, no, the song was given to us and we...
Very little input.
Yeah.
If any. It was basically, this is your song. We think it fits your brand.
I mean, I still remember G-O-D-D-E-S-S. That bitch is a goddess. That bitch is a goddess. Look at her face and look at her butters. She a professional. She ain't no numbers. When the TV turned out, she do it. That's a promise.
How?
That bitch is a diva. She can change your name, but she wants to Tina. I mean, okay. She's looking like Nina.
This isn't Sasha's moment. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. This is not the season 15 podcast.
But I would imagine it's fairly similar. It's probably noteworthy as well. It's a different setup with the finale this year. Now, we do know this is a pre-recorded finale. It was recorded a long time ago rather than the live one we used to. I've heard two different things as to why that was. Somebody said it was something to do with the writer strikes, but that doesn't make sense for me because I don't believe they have writers on Drag Race. They just have production. They don't. It's well known that they don't even hire writers for the little skits, and that's why they're so badly written. The other thing I heard was they're getting increasingly mad about
spoilers.
Audience members releasing footage, because last year we did see the footage of Anitra being crowned, didn't we? Because they crown a few different queens. And they've tightened it up. So if that's the case, thanks for ruining it for everybody. Like Perez Hilton ruining it with spoiling Raja's crowning in season 3.
Mm.
Anyway.
I do want to say that it definitely is a different vibe. I didn't realize until not long ago that it wasn't in the, welcome to the Las Vegas, with a huge crowd. And so when the girls are walking out, usually it's such a loud applause and that, but... This is a very sensible crowd, is all I want to say. And when you're performing, you want the vibes. You want the audience vibes. It feeds your performance.
Of course. It benefits the girls, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about... So Nymphia is first, she is performing her song, Queen of the Wind. Feels
like a very Gaga-coded song. The vocals felt very Gaga to me.
I think it was amazing. I think this was great when we start off with her center stage and alone in this amazing outfit.
Become a bit of a signature of hers at this point to do the kind of... I'm really sorry, I don't know what the correct name for it is, but some sort of kind of Taiwanese, like, lion goddess. Because she's done the makeup a couple of times and she had the mask this time, didn't she? But this felt more opulent than ever with the flags and the arrows.
And the arrows.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Like, this was very like Mulan. Very like Mulan.
It's gorgeous.
Meets like this amazing creation, this artistic vision. She really set that scene. I mean, she basically said, I'm Taiwanese.
And here I am and I'm proud representing my culture.
And then the dancers came on and they did the reveal and I live for Nymphia because one of the sides as they're undressing her for the reveal, on her right side, maybe it tugged her too hard and it did take her off balance, but I love that she actually felt, she went with that off balance fall and used it to walk forward and she almost like kind of melted into it and just, I was just like, girl, that is what a professional
absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely.
That is what a professional does.
A professional does. Yeah.
It was there. She was on point with the choreography. Do I like the choreography? It's not, no, I don't.
The choreography
was a bit, I don't think it really matched the music. It didn't match, for me, the song.
I don't know. There was lots of bits where she was kind of like flying and it was like windy and gusty and that sort of thing.
Do you remember the choreography then? If you're talking about wind, you're talking about gust. Then they're doing some Lady Gaga monster moves.
That bit.
And then they're doing like a tiger. Tom, just...
That was the very beginning. But then there's a bit where she separated from the dance and she went all wafty and dancily. And then there was a lift.
Those parts were nice, but like
okay,
in the
so
actual,
the beginning bits
and the
did,
actual
yeah.
parts where they were all dancing together in the number with a large ensemble.
Yeah,
I didn't.
I know what you mean now. Thank you for explaining to me. Thank you so much for explaining it calmly.
I felt
not attacking me.
I'm not attacking you. I'm not attacking you. But then I loved it how out of nowhere, I'm like, where did this wind gown come from? Come on, wind machine. They were, that was amazing. Cause that, for me, I was surprised. I love being genuinely surprised. I was like, what's happening? And so that lovely flow. And then again, I really love the choreographer did with getting two dancers to really go give a really good 5, 6, 7, 8 counts on the side.
Yeah.
Almost so that you weren't too focused on what was going on center.
Yeah.
So that you were, if you weren't distracted, you were at least partially distracted by the two dancers. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, she's in the air, you know, Gone with the Wind, fabulous. I thought that this was, I love the song. Nymphia was a rock star in it, and it visually was just beautiful. It was a great performance.
Really top notch. I you know, I have nothing to really add to what you said. The costume is beautiful, and I did love the like really subtle way that they added that cape for the finale.
Yes.
Just very, very gorgeous, and she's just a fantastic performer.
Okay, next up, Plain Jane's turn.
Plain Jane Superbrain.
Yes.
With bodysuit.
Bodysuit. Bodysuit. Trying to find the key.
Yeah, you're still looking. You're still looking, aren't you?
Where are my keys?
I feel like Pokemon trees. Girl, here's the key.
Your key.
Something some people singing.
This was a nice bop. This was a 6, 7, 8 bodysuit. Da 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 da.
It was a bop.
It was good. She looked amazing. It was, you know, there was no the choreography was great. The guys were great. She was great. Love the reveal.
Yes, I would place money on it being a Marco piece. Just a, like vivid paneled, beautifully fitting bodysuit. Very, very signature Marco. I could be wrong, but if it's not Marco, it's their style.
Let me, because, you know, we all know that Nymphia Wind, you know, she had a song about, you know, her being the queen of the wind and all that. Plain Jane, what would you have thought her song would be about?
I think it should have been, so just for the record, completely agree with what you said. I think Jane put in a fab performance here. She was fantastic. Loved what she did on stage. But in thinking about the song and the branding and stuff, I think bodysuit's a bit of a weird thing to go for. She's so much more than that. She's like a sexy villain,
yeah,
with a sense of camp and a knowing wink and a nod and a nudge. It should have been about that. It should have been like Wicked Queen or the Villainess or something.
It should have been something quite cunty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Like real bitchy, like but like sexy bitchy, but stupid. This
I agree.
This song for me, like Nymphia got a song that I felt did, you know, really, it didn't make me question the song. But when I was listening to this, I wasn't questioning Plain Jane and her performance.
Yep.
I was questioning the song. It just felt like a throwaway song to give her that
it was a bit suspicious. But not to take away from her performance, because I think she took every opportunity to give us like a little goofy look. Throw in a little joke, do some sexy grinding. The reveal was great. Loved her interactions with the dancers. Plain was top notch. Not quite sure about this song.
The song was good. It just wasn't Plain Jane.
Yeah. We did see a little bit of the critique afterwards, didn't we? And a bit suspicious of something, because usually in a finale, it's universally positive, as it was with Nymphia, as it should be.
Yeah.
What I wanted to hear really was everybody highlighting Plain's amazingness, really,
exactly.
And just celebrating her. When Michelle slipped, oh my God, I've already forgotten what it was, but Michelle slipped into a bit of a critique about something.
She said, what I would have liked to see was
like four reveals. Like Michelle, she would have been looking like the Michelin man with four reveals. Like, what are you saying here?
Not the Michelin man.
She would have been, they would have been like Joey in that episode of Friends when he wears all of Chandler's clothes. Like, is that what we're wanting?
I'm still stuck on your tire man motif. The Ghostbusters with the tires around him. That's the Michelin man.
Noteworthy. Obviously, we had that lovely moment with Nymphia's mum. Plain's mum is here, along with her drag sister, Big Atlas, who I know from being on Instagram, did most of her hair this season.
I mean, she did a great job.
Yeah, beautiful.
Plain Jane did a good job. They did not do a good job with Plain. Makes me suspicious. Mm-hmm, you're right. But, you know, let's see. Before we go into Safira, Q is going to lose her spot for the best upset face for the season of 16 because... Mr. Mandatory meeting. She looked like everyone was late for her meeting that she had. She is just like, she's not here for it. She's getting HR involved.
She's already gone through the minutes and people are arriving late. And I'm not going to repeat myself. Guys, you need to be here on time.
You didn't get the agenda, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she was given play neglect, and the producers were very shady but funny to keep that in, assuming that they've not spliced footage, but it was very funny.
Now, let's just go to Safira. Safira, for me, has just won the talent portion.
The talent portion?
Of these three, Safira has just won.
She ate.
And first of all, the beginning, where she is just this, I mean... Oh my god. When the beauty about her beginning is that she literally ate the stage. When you're a performer, you try as much as you can to take up space. Especially when you're alone. And if you can just take up as much space with your, not just your presence, but your aura and your power.
Yeah.
She physically took up that stage and was looked like, you know, with Defying Gravity, when we see
Alphabet rise. Remind me a little bit of Beyonce in Dubai rising up.
Yeah,
remind me a bit of Grace Jones in I'm Not Perfect with the giant Keith Haring dress rising up above everybody. It felt like it was, you know, all those things mixed in, but very severe. The branding was bang on in this one because she combined her operatic side of her talent with her like funk disco vibe side of her talent. So it was absolutely perfect. What did you think of her dancing?
Her dancing was amazing. She was giving me Bay at Coachella. She was giving First of all, she had the best song. But
she
outside
did have
of getting
the best song.
Outside of getting the best song, she had the move. She had the groove. She had the energy. Mm. She had the charisma, the energy, the talent to back up that song. You know,
yeah.
You could say that someone's got the best song, but if they're not going to be able to fill that song, fill the music, fill the beats, it's a waste of a song. She didn't waste it. It was so good beginning to end. She had the vibe. She had me like yelling at the screen. She was great.
Did. I can vouch.
It took me a while to realize that she wasn't in like boots, you know, flat boots. I thought they're like,
she had little kitten heel.
I was like, oh my God, she's in amazing glittered gumboots. But they weren't gumboots, Tom.
What
do you call them here in the UK? Wellingtons?
Wellington boots, yeah.
Why? Wellington boots?
Because they were like, the first person to notably wear them was the Duke of Wellington.
Oh, okay. First, I literally thought she was wearing Wellington boots, like gum boots. And then I saw this teeny, weeny, insy, linsy little kitten. Biscuit beneath.
She put like a chap over like a kitten heel.
And then I was like, oh, she's not, okay.
I loved the joy, the energy, the effervescence she brought to it. And this is what we see in... I nearly said every Safira performance, but every Safira performance when she's like the solo star, because we did say like in the past in group performances, for some reason, it's like some weird sense of politeness she has to like let other people shine. But when it's her on stage and it's her, this is her. She's
yes.
a star. She's effervescent. She's joyful.
Absolutely. When it's like when she's there with other people who are also, it's like when she's there as part of an ensemble.
Uh-huh.
For me, in my opinion, she doesn't shine as much.
We speculated as to why that is, because she's such a superstar in solo performances.
But
like
when it's her on her own, or her and then the other dancers, where she is the star and she doesn't need to be polite, she is a force.
100%.
Safira was such a force.
Yeah.
And she ate this. So if I had to rank the three girls' performances, Safira's number one.
Yep.
And... number two, with a combination of performance and song, it's Nymphia.
The only reason I would place... I agree with these placements, but the only reason really is less to do with star power, ability, talent, and all-round performance, and more to do with the song.
Yeah.
Not quite fitting, and that's plain. We adore her. But there we go. That's the ranking.
And I think that Plain knows that she's going to come back for an All-Stars... I think that the top two and the ones who are battling for this season's crown will be Nymphia and Safira. Okay, so we're having a little talk about Miss Congeniality. Now, we've just seen that segment, but Tom, I want you to go back to before it was announced, okay? Because it was very fresh.
I wish we'd recorded it, because there's a significant off-air debate about whether a finalist can be Miss Congeniality, because it hasn't happened since Nina Flowers.
And I said, when Tom said this, I said to Tom, this is before we found out, okay, before we found out who the Miss Congeniality was, we had this discussion. I said, I found out online that the people who are in the finalists, the top two, top three, top four, they are still in the running. They have just never won.
What I would say is there's probably an unspoken rule and an inclination from the girls to say, like, well, do you know what? You're a potential finalist. You've got enough going for you. One of the other girls who's not the finalist deserves to be in the running. And usually there is a sweet, congenial queen who deserves the title, who hasn't made it to the finalist. I guess you've got to be a little bit cutthroat quite often to make it to the finale. However, if you include everybody, Safira is the obvious choice, but she's in contention for the crown.
Yes, there are two obvious choices. Tom said Safira, and I agreed. But my other person, I selected me, Bolo, Deborah,
yeah.
I said plain Jane. Now, hear me out. Everyone, hear me out.
Before you
unsubscribe that button, just pause right there, okay? Plain Jane did give her potion to Nymphia. But also, outside of that, because everyone's like, oh yeah, we saw that, but it was maybe production, and that was just her trying to create a moment. Because, you know, Plain Jane did tell us, and she did show us. But what we didn't see, and we heard this from Safira, is that in the makeover challenge, Safira said, before Plain Jane even told anyone, Safira said, well, this outfit was given to me by Plain Jane.
Plain didn't want anybody to know, you know, so she was just like, you keep it to yourself, Safira,
That is another sisterly thing that you do. So yes, she's trying to create TV, but she's got a heart. So I was like, well, Plain Jane, I mean,
of Plain's storyline that's not self-produced.
Just stop. What I'm saying, that if it wasn't Safira, the obvious choice this season is Safira. And we both said that, but then you kept saying, no, there's no way she can because she's a finalist. I said, okay, fine.
And then who else did I say?
I said Plain Jane. Then Tom and I agreed there was Plain Jane. There was no other option.
I said, of the girls who's not in the finale, I would actually go for Janami because she's very sweet. She didn't have much storyline, but she's clearly not a girl who gets involved in drama. She's sweet. She's congenial.
Okay. I think silence is not congenial. I don't think those two are synonyms. I don't think those two are the same thing.
We don't know Janami. We don't know all the interactions that she had.
What
we do know is that she didn't get involved in a lot of BS that made it to screen.
Yeah.
You know?
Despite coming from the bloodline of the muse, Candy.
And whose mother, her grandmother, is Asha.
I'm like, how? There's always one. You know, there's always one that comes from that kind of bloodline. Like, for me, my mom is so loud. Her family is loud. My mom is the queen of volume. And then she birthed me. And I'm not like that. I'm silent. So I do resonate with Tsunami. I'm that one humble, silent one that was birthed from a bloodline of loud
drama,
arrogant. Yeah. You know, to overly confident.
And you're nothing
woman.
Of the sort.
I'm nothing of the sort. I'm nothing of the sort. Yeah. they should have put me back on that rack. I'm telling you that. No. So then we find out that it's a double win for Congeniality. It's Tsunami Muse, as you predicted, and it's also Safira, which we were both like, whoa!
There's potential here. Because we should say, actually, sorry, that we've now know that there's a top two going through, and that will not include Plain Jane. Sad as we are, we know we're going to be treated to an amazing All-Stars run from Plain Jane in the future, and she's given us so much amazing entertainment this season, and we absolutely adore her. But for the first time in history, we could have a Miss Congeniality who's also the winner.
Could you imagine?
Amazing.
And Safira. Now, we're going into a finale, Tsunami versus Safira.
No. Nymphia versus Safira.
Sorry.
Tsunami wasn't suddenly promoted to the finale.
Tsunami has now taken the spot of Nymphia as Miss Congeniality. So we got Nymphia Wind versus our lovely, you know, Black Queen Excellence, Mother Safira.
Congenial. But Nymphia just representing this, had working disciplined, representing her culture from Taiwan, this Asian excellence as well. So I'm just like loving, these are two really top draw finalists.
It's going to be an amazing finale battle, and we are both here for it. Are you here for it?
Yeah.
Tom, this Paolo. Is the moment. The gods.
She's always with us, isn't she?
She's gun always is the with gift, us. The gift. Everyone, as you know, what we do is we're going to... You're going to hear it with us. You're going to experience it with us. We're going to watch it live, the final lip sync, and just hear the appreciation and the love.
Be in the moment. Just feel the electricity. Yeah. Here we are.
It is. Not Tsunami, but Nymphia Wind versus Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Sophia Cristal.
Quick question. Has that harmed her chances of winning?
Sorry?
Has it harmed her chances of winning?
What?
It's like, oh, you've got something.
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
No, it hasn't at all.
The costumes are great. We're seeing like a bubble tea ensemble. Definitely not a reveal from Nymphia. And Sephira's in this beautiful like galactic sapphire
gown.
Definitely she'll be taking pieces of that off somehow. And it's Padam Padam by Miss Kylie Minogue.
The gay anthem of Pride of 2023. Every single one was doing that dance.
Oh, 100%.
Do you remember when we were walking Pride with... So there's a place in Manchester, they're called Tribe Deansgate, and we walked Pride with them, and I love them. Katie's the owner.
Yeah, very, very lovely.
She,
so lovely.
She let us walk. She let us walk the longest runway of our life in Manchester in Pride. And we had the best time. So please visit
lovely.
Tribe. It's a German. They do amazing workouts. But that's where I heard every single Blimmin' party playing Padam Padam. So anyway, this is the final lip sync. Yeah, you want to hear it. Everyone, let's have fun and enjoy this moment.
Yes.
This moment that counts. She's not joking at all.
Look at these gorgeous queens.
Good luck.
Let's go.
And don't fuck it up.
Okay. It is a song that builds, isn't it? Oh, Sophia's got some fangs.
Oh, wow.
I'm really enjoying Nymphia's facial expressions. They're both giving face.
I love that they're both starting quite like...
Oh, ah! Wow.
Wow, Nymphia!
That's so cool.
She just did a balloon reveal.
And no,
I did not see that.
No butterflies were harmed in this reveal.
Yes.
Although Sophia is like holding her space. Oh,
okay.
Is there some whacking?
Nymphia is performing.
Oh, oh yes. Sophia is disrobing. Oh. She's strutting to the front and giving it everything.
Oh, Sophia, you're giving 100 too quickly. Yes, you better, Nymphia.
Another reveal from Nymphia into a banana yellow.
Okay.
It truly is yellow versus blue here.
It is the battle of the colors.
Really is.
Okay, for me, Nymphia's eating. Nymphia's eating.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Nymphia's
my God.
Pulling stunts we've not seen her pull.
She just did a handstand into a split on the wall.
It's just occurred to me, Nymphia has so much surprise factor here because she's never lip-synced for her life.
That high
some booby kick. Bouncing from Sophia. She's Nymphia, giving it her all at the front.
Nymphia is using the space of the stage, and I love it. You know, oh my God, that perfect split from Nymphia. First of all, I love that.
Ooh,
Nymphia.
A hair reveal from
Sophia.
Here we go, girl. Up in the ante. Kick it.
Oh, she's
kicking to the sky in potato shoes.
Yes. Eureka's prophecy has come true. In our lovely Sophia.
Oh, sliding split. Falling split.
Oh, my God. That's it.
That's such a good lip sync.
I don't know.
That was so good. That's
what
so good.
What the hell?
Right, you've got to speak from your heart now because they're both
Nymphia,
amazing.
Nymphia.
It was Nymphia.
Nymphia.
It was Nymphia.
Nymphia won for me. Nymphia won.
They were both fantastic. Both amazing.
Okay, everyone. For me, this was an amazing finale. And
so,
I'm
so good.
Glad you got to see our energy. But for me, Nymphia won.
because she had the, not apart from being amazing, she had the surprise factor. She's never lip synced for her life or for the win. Like Safira, we know her style by now.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, by the way, the beautiful, amazing Sasha Colby is here to hand over the crown. So much love for Sasha.
Nymphia won this lip sync for me.
And a grand prize of $200,000.
Who will it be?
Served by Cash App. That's money, honey.
Tom, who, in your, and your heart, and what you saw,
it's Nymphia.
Nymphia. $25,000.
Oh.
Also served by Cash App.
Wow.
I don't know how everyone felt during that final lip sync, but that was a great finale lip sync.
One of the best finale lip syncs I think we've ever seen, in terms of how evenly matched it was.
The winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, America's next drag superstar, is...
Yes! There we go.
Yes!
It's gone to Nymphia Wynn.
Yes.
What an amazing pair of finalists. God. It really could have gone to either of them, but Nymphia just clinched it with that lip sync.
Tom, I think this is the loudest that we've ever been during a finale podcast lip sync. I'm so.
It was genuinely very exciting to watch.
Nymphia, yes.
A very, very exciting winner. I'm so excited to see what she's going to do with her reign.
I'm so...
Congratulations, Nymphia Wynn.
Okay, everyone, that's on mute. Look around, everybody, on mute. And now we're back. Okay, everyone, we apologize. I think that's the most excited I've been for a finale lip sync.
Don't be ashamed of your emotions, Bella. Don't apologize for
Nymphia, them. Nymphia, she ate. Not only did she leave no crumbs because, you know, she's, you know, we're at a Japanese restaurant last night, darling. They are efficient. They are clean. She was like, no crumbs. No crumbs allowed.
She's Taiwanese, not Japanese.
She ate. I can't believe how amazing that was. First of all, they were both amazing, but you're right. You did say something about Safira. Is the thing is, maybe it may have harmed Safira, is that we've seen her lip sync a few times.
Three times. Lip synced for the win twice and for her life once. Nymphia is the queen of keeping her cards close to her chest, she pulled out things we'd not seen from her.
And that's why it's the surprise factor.
Yeah.
So I think you're absolutely right, is that she had an advantage because no one got to see what she had. And you're right, she keeps it so close to her chest.
Yeah.
And then we got to see it and she went all out and it was so amazing. Did you know she also is a great singer?
Well, I guess we heard a bit in the girl group challenge.
And I heard something. She was singing like something from like opera. She had a really good range.
It just wouldn't
really
surprise me.
It wouldn't.
If she just all of a sudden said, yeah, so I studied opera for 3 years. I'm classically trained.
Is she the...
I've got a 5-octave range.
While doing the split, speaking 5 languages, okay?
Take all the languages.
Davina is like, don't come for my gig, Miss Mama.
Don't come for my gig. Can you do whistle tone? I don't think.
This is what the last Asian winner we had on America's RuPaul's Drag Race was season 3.
It would have been Rasha because she's of Indonesian origin.
I mean,
I'm just rolling through the winners in my head, but I'm pretty sure she was our last Asian winner. So it has been a long-standing trope that Asian queens have been underappreciated by Drag Race for a very long time. So it's wonderful to see a queen of Asian origin getting her flowers, getting the recognition she deserves. In a really, really tough finale, Safira and Plain were both fantastic competitors. And this is a very hard fought, very well earned win for Nymphia Wynn.
Can I just break down Nymphia's finale performance and Safira's? Nymphia, we all knew that it was going to be a reveal. Mm. And I think everyone expected when she opened up, it would just be a lovely costume. No one thought when she opened up, we would see balloons, air, like bubble tea flying. No one saw. So, A, we were surprised at that, first of all. So then my eyes automatically went to that. And then she had this amazing look. Then that came off. And then she was in this dance costume. And then she started dancing. And then she went to the wall and handstand against it. And then she fell from the handstand into a split. And then she made sure that everyone from every angle of the stage felt her presence. She was on the far left of the stage. She came to the center of the stage up front. She went to the right of the stage up front. And then after she graced her presence all over the stage, everyone saw her, everyone felt her. Then she found her moment. Okay, now she's going to perform.
Yeah.
And then she went into the splits. And then she went into the dance, and then she found her groove. That was amazing. For me, she gave it everything. She did so well beginning to the very end, and that's why she was so strong. Safira was she was lovely. She came looking amazing. She gave us that little cheeky she gave us that cheeky little, you know, the teeth, and the badam like a Dracula. And then she came in and she started dancing. Mm. And she is a great dancing. The split, the running, the sliding split. The only thing I would say with Safira is that I think Safira came out at 100 too fast. Because she saw that Nymphia had done something grand.
She'd done a fun reveal.
She kind of, I think that she came out of her plan and was like, oh shit, I need to do something amazing to capture the audience back. So she went to 100. She started dancing amazingly. Yes, but we all like a build. We all like to see it. What's next then? What's next? Can you top that? But Safira came out hard, and then she had to maintain that 100, whereas there was so much going on. I just think that Safira, her riding slide kick, the curtain heels, the doors Eureka opened. I think Safira did a great job.
She really, really did.
But Nymphia was just and amazing, and I'm so grateful, and I'm so happy that she won. I think she's very deserving of the crown.
Do you know, really good, really exciting finale, because it didn't feel like any sort of foregone conclusion. Last year, in spite of everything, we knew Sasha Colby was winning.
Oh yeah.
So it was great to have like more of an open competition this year. It really did come. No, I'm speaking frankly.
And last season on, you know, season 15 of Sasha Colby's Drag Race.
Sasha Colby and Friends. but, you know, it really could have gone to, at one point it could have gone to Plain, and, you know, it really could have gone Sphere on Infia right down to the wire. So very, very exciting. Amazing to see this fabulous queen representing her culture and taking that forward. And Sphere, amazing job as well. We'll be seeing more of you.
All hail Nymphia Wind. Everyone, this is Bowler.
And Dr. Tom.
You'll see you guys very, very soon with the latest whatever it shall be. What is it?
Well, next thing we'll be doing will probably be All Stars 9, but it's not been announced. I believe the cast announcement's actually 9th of May. So there's going to be a little bit of a gap unless we find something interesting to talk about, which isn't likely because we're not interesting people.
No. So,
see you soon.
Bye. Put us on repeat. If anything, we'll see how we feel next week. But
if anything springs to mind, feel free to send us a topic.
Yeah.
DM us.
Do that. DM us, message us if you want us to talk about something.
You might be sick of us. Yeah. You might be grateful of the break.
You're like, oh, for God, please. but until then, everyone, just know that you're amazing. You are more than enough.
Oh, okay.
That I'm trying to be you, Tom. I'm trying to pretentiously kind. I want you to know that you are more than enough, and that you are valued as a person, and everyone loves you. Period. Full stop.
Love that
point.
Sincerity.
Is that a Tom thing to
it
say?
It came from the heart. Thank you for that. But yeah, lots of love, guys. See you soon.
Bye.